a former federal prosecutor who knows what he's talking about on Fox yesterday. Stick around. More to do as we continue on. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. What is going on in the Nevada legislature where Democrats, one by one, are falling victim to ethics rules within that body? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will break down the absolute latest on the ongoing battle for the Republican nomination. Roll you into the weekend.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
eating, exercise, golf, pickleball all cause inflammation. But now Revolutionary Relief has a natural alternative to help you. Their daily gels are great for ongoing support for internal inflammation. And the roll-on stick is a great way to keep cool and calm in your golf bag when that old injury starts to scream. For a limited time offer, the roll-on stick is yours free if you go to revrelief.com/bill. That's revrelief.com/bill. On this Friday, the U.S. Attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, also the special counsel, has announced new gun charges will be lodged against Hunter Biden weeks after an absurd plea deal engineered by Weiss himself and his corrupt boss, Attorney General Merrick Garland, was rejected by a federal judge. Any objective person following this fiasco understands that both Weiss and Garland are desperately trying to divert attention away from President Biden on the alleged bribery front. If Hunter Biden pleads guilty to the gun thing, which he probably will, he will get no prison time. As to what happens to the tax evasion accusations against him, no one knows. It should be clear by now to all Americans that the Department of Justice is corrupt. Why isn't the FBI investigating a situation where the president's family is under suspicion of grifting tens of millions of dollars? Why do House committees have to do the probing? That's an obvious question that remains unanswered. If the FBI is involved in the Biden investigation, that should be publicly stated to restore some measure of credibility to the Bureau. But we hear nothing. It is beyond terrible for the country that a low-level miscreant like Hunter Biden gets unbelievably soft legal treatment. His father, the president, continues to say he's proud of Hunter. Proud of what, Joe? Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Thanks for taking us along on the ride to work, on the ride to drop the kids off at school. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your morning. One of the things that drives me absolutely nuts is how Democrats in the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature, how they have thumbed their nose at ethics when it comes to the legislature. Michelle Gorlow has been forced to withdraw as a candidate for re-election because, well, you know the story. We've talked about it, I think, every day. But being able to vote on this Christmas bill, this Christmas tree bill, with all these goodies on it for all these Democrat politicians, and I'm guessing some Republicans as well. And all of a sudden, they're reaping the benefits. They're getting public funds to fund like $250,000 for one. There's something really wrong about this. Pat Casale is the owner of the MultiCare Group. He's also the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll get his spin on what's going on in Carson City and why are the Democrats so darn dirty about this? And they do it without blinking an eye. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Stick around, will you, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
And I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Packing sustained winds of 165 miles per hour, Lee is a powerful Category 5 hurricane over the open Atlantic heading in the direction of the Northeast Caribbean. Forecasters say that America's East Coast could see some dangerous rip currents starting late this coming weekend. Chicago has come up with a new plan for dealing with a flood of illegal immigrants streaming into the city as a result of the wide-open southern border.
Nearly 1,600 migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. will be relocated from Chicago police stations to winterized camps with massive tents under a plan by Mayor Brandon Johnson. Earlier this week, several migrants were arrested on suspicion of threatening or battering officers at a police station. Johnson says the tents could hold up to 1,000 migrants and that the camps would provide meals, recreational, and educational programming. It's estimated that Chicago's shelters now house well over 13,000 migrants, with more arriving every day. The cost to the city is reported to be about $30 million per month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals court is allowing Texas Governor Greg Abbott to keep his floating barrier on the Rio Grande for now. The 1,000-foot-long barrier has been deployed along a stretch of the river that has proven deadly for those trying to swim from Mexico to the U.S. Abbott says he wants to discourage people from trying to make that dangerous swim. North Korea claims it has a new submarine that's able to launch tactical nuclear weapons from underwater. As far as we know, the claim has not been verified by Western intelligence. Pyongyang claims the sub was on the drawing board for years. Have an Apple device? There is a significant security update that Apple says you should apply to your iPhone or iPad. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans, you must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Preparations for the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix include removing trees along the sidewalk in front of the Fountains of Bellagio. Now, those trees are being taken out to improve viewing for the grandstands that are planned for over those fountains during the race weekend, which will run November 16th through the 18th. MGM Resorts officials say some of the removed trees will be replanted after the race, while others are being permanently removed. The Bellagio Fountain Club is a three-day race ticket that will include access to a private indoor and rooftop club, along with the views from the grandstands, meet and greets with F1 ambassadors, and all-inclusive food and beverage privileges. All of that for just more than $11,000 per ticket. Three companies that are relative newcomers to Las Vegas joining forces to bring sports and entertainment brands to Southern Nevada. Madison Square Garden Entertainment, Sphere Entertainment, and Oakview Group have formed Crown Properties Collection, the company that will manage the marquee partnerships. Jay Volker, the former vice president of business development for the PGA Tour, has joined Oakview Group, that is, and will be president of Crown Properties. Oakview is planning to build a $10 billion resort complex at Blue Diamond and Las Vegas Boulevard that will include an NBA-ready arena. And you've got one more chance to help celebrate the success of the Henderson Little League All-Stars. The city holding a parade in their honor. That parade happens tomorrow morning at 10, beginning at the team's home field at Mission Hills Park, and ends with a party at Water Street Plaza. The Henderson All-Stars qualified for the most recent Little League World Series after winning the Mountain Region Championship. Now, they lost the first game at Williamsport, but they won two more before being knocked out by Nolensville, Tennessee. Job well done again. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
And a rough start to this Friday morning commute. We have three accidents on our Valley Freeways. A new one here as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl on US 95 southbound before Rancho. Worst of it is on I-15 northbound this morning. Still have the wreck between Charleston and 95. That's taken up the left side of 15 northbound after Charleston. And on the other side of the interchange, 15 northbound before Washington. Still have two right lanes blocked because of an earlier accident. Overnight, fatal accident on the surface streets on the west side. Fort Apache north of Flamingo is closed down between... Fort Apache is closed down between Flamingo and Twain, so try going with Durango or Hualapai instead. We have triple digits back in the valley this weekend. Sunny and clear with afternoon highs near 101 today. It is 82 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Number one! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I tell you what, it makes me mad as hell. The Democrats in the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature, thumbed their collective noses at what are clear ethics violations. Joining us now, and I'm always happy to have him on for a variety of reasons, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins us. Good morning, Pat. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Kevin. Good morning to you. How's it going, sir?
It is going great. Getting ready for the big weekend. The official start of the National Football League season began last night. More games coming up this weekend. What do you make of Michelle Gorlow and Cameron Miller and a whole bunch of other Democrats? There may be some Republicans somewhere in there that are essentially thumbing their nose at ethics in the Nevada legislature. What do you make of it?
It's a typical Democratic chant. Do as we say, not as we do. Do as we say, not as we do. I mean, Democrats just do whatever they want. I just got done seeing a commercial, the greatest commercial ever by Biden. He said utility bills are going down. I'm like, I want to know what planet he's on, because my utility bills are up 24%. But hey, listen, let them make all the money they can. You know, they'll fund it through the legislature, and then they'll go get a job working on the side, making $250,000 a year.
What should happen to these people? I mean, is it enough for instance, Michelle Gorlow to say, I won't run for re-election, but she's still a member of the legislature, and I don't know if they get paid outside of sessions, but she's still a member of the Nevada legislature.
The conflict of interest should automatically disqualify her or anyone who is doing what they're doing up in the legislature. They're obviously not there for the better of the people. They got elected for a purpose, and that purpose was to do the right thing for Nevadans. And you can see they've done a great job for Nevadans because they're failing at every day.
Normally, I would say, here is a problem. The fix is more legislation. We're going to tighten up the ethics requirements. But yet, it doesn't seem to matter what the law says to some of these Democrats. They break the law willy-nilly.
Well, Democrats break the laws, but they prosecute Republicans for having a hangnail, essentially. And until we as people get out there and let our voices be heard and vote properly and get out the vote to win, we have problems. I mean, Republicans on their own on our side here in Clark County, we have our own problems. I mean, we can't seem to get people to come together as Republicans. I mean, it's amazing how fellow Republicans are going to try to fight over the voting, whether it's a caucus or not. I mean, it's insane. And until Republicans get their act together and finally punch back, what are we going to do? We're going to just sit back and watch Democrats take advantage of the system.
Is there any consensus in Clark County or across the state as to what our next move should be? We've got the caucus. We've got the primary. Can you talk a little bit about where we are as a state and as a county?
Well, Clark County, it's questionable because you have people out there that are writing a lot of derogatory things. And, I mean, the lack of leadership in Clark has been evident for the last, 15 years. So, I mean, what are you going to do there? We have too many people trying to upset the apple cart and do things their way, which is unfortunate. The 15 counties for certain are on board with the caucus. And I think Washoe will be on board. I just think there's a lot of – what it really comes down to is the consultants, and it's all about the consultants. They're trying to sabotage what we have as a party throughout the state and control it so they can line their pockets. And if you really look at politics 101, it's no longer about the politician getting elected doing the job. It's making sure that the consultants are making all kinds of money, and that's all they're interested in. They don't give a rat's behind about you or me or whatever. They just want to get paid. They line their pockets with all the gold they can find.
Okay. The operative dates are February 6th and February 8th. A primary on the 6th, the caucus on the 8th. Where will candidates get delegates to the national convention? Where does that happen?
February 8th.
Okay, so it is the caucus, and we'll know the night of the caucus who wins and who gets delegates, who doesn't.
Yes, and I'll tell you what's really interesting is that I think the strong candidates will enjoy the caucus and they'll rise above the fray, and the weak candidates, the candidates that really didn't have much of a chance, will just fall to the bottom of the barrel and they'll blame it on the caucus, which is total BS.
Does this mean we will still see candidates coming into our state, into our community?
Yeah, I believe so. I think Vivek will be here. I think you're going to see Larry Elder was just here. I think you're going to see a lot more candidates come. I think President Trump will be here as well. And I mean, I don't know if you saw USA Today two days ago, but the headlines in there is people that don't normally vote are going to be voting for Trump. I mean, Trump right now, there's no question he'll be the nominee because on a national level, his lead is just growing. I mean, he's like Secretariat. This is 50 years Secretariat won the Triple Crown. And Donald Trump's lead is he's like moving like a tremendous machine. It's unbelievable.
Well, and in fact, the latest CNN poll has him pulling away. It's almost laughable. How do you explain 4 indictment, 4 arrests, and yet he keeps gaining, and the rest of the field keeps falling farther and farther behind?
Because the American people, regardless of their party affiliation, do not like what they see. You can't do as I say and get away with it. And look what's going on with Hunter Biden, which leads to the president. I mean, President Biden is breaking the laws and getting away with it. If you watch his damn commercial today, it's an absolute joke, atrocity, how things are going so great, and he endorses this message. But Donald Trump was successful. I mean, they're trying to take victory laps over getting people going back to work on jobs they should have never lost. And on top of that, when you consider bringing back the mask mandates and all this other crap, I mean, the truth be told is the American people know they were lied to and duped, and they want to get up and rise above the fray. And unfortunately, the Democrats want to make sure they keep knocking our feet out from underneath us so we keep falling flat on our face. And the reason that Trump will win and be successful is because what they're doing to him, and if they could do it to a man with that kind of money, what would they do to you, me, and any Tom, Dick, and Harry out there? We'd be locked up. We'd become political prisoners in the United States of America. We're no longer the democracy that they claim to be.
Have you selected a presidential candidate yet?
Personally?
Yeah.
I'm endorsing Donald Trump.
And your selection process, I mean, even with all the indictments, all the legal stuff, I mean, he may be convicted of something between now and Election Day, or even... Well, I guess ahead of February 6th and 8th.
Well, we anticipate a 5th indictment because they're going to find him guilty for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln next. So what else is new? I mean, come on. Just the fact that they want to throw a RICO act at Donald Trump and his people is ridiculous. Georgia, I mean, if you look at their governor, he's totally lost his mind. I mean, listen, prosecute the man for something he really did. And do me a favor. If you're going to prosecute Donald Trump for the very crimes that the incumbent president is breaking or committing, then prosecute him as well. And the other thing to remember, people, if they keep they go after ex-presidents, who's going to want to be a president in the future? Because it's never going to be good. It's never going to be a job you or I would ever consider wanting to take, which is supposed to be an honor. I mean, there are certain things that we need to start looking at. And the principles that this country was built upon are just going away. As long as you're a Republican, but if you're a Democrat, hey, don't worry about a thing. Again, you could probably commit murder on Fifth Avenue.
Again, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. So going forward, and we'll end our political talk this way. There is a lot of discord within the ranks here in Clark County, and to a degree across the state. Can you tell me what the next step is then? How do we fix what is clearly broken?
Well, it's simple. It's the people. Let me tell you, Clark County Republican Central Committee, for a perfect example, that executive board isn't the party. The party is the people. The people need to get out there in droves, okay? They need to get out there, and they need to put their money where their mouth is. They need to stand up and fight. They need to put in their time. They need to help by knocking on doors to ensure that we elect the right people. okay? We have to get candidates out there that are getting support from the people, okay? We as Republicans need to stand up, and we need to show up in the caucuses. We need to show up in the general election, and we need to make sure Republicans get elected. If not, let me tell you right now, another session like this, I wouldn't be surprised if Lombardo says, you know what, you could have it.
Wow. Wow. Pat, let me ask you, and in our final couple of minutes, want you to put your MultiCare group hat on, because a lot of folks are coming to the end of the year. They're having to make choices for next year, for 2024. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be out there? Do we know yet which insurance companies are going to be out there writing policies? Do we know who they are? And do we know, are they really going to cost more?
On average, about 6% would be the average rate increase across the board. Out-of-pockets are going to rise slightly. We have Molina jumping into the market now. We have that's the new carrier. We lost Friday Health Plans. They're done. It's pretty much the same players. Molina, the reason they're jumping into the game is like Silver Summit and Blue Cross and Sierra, or HPN, I should say. They're all in the Medicaid market. And what's interesting to me is how all these big companies want to be in the Medicaid market. It's almost like low-hanging fruit, free money for them to make, and they're going to insure those people that are on Medicaid. They're also doing the individual plans. And unfortunately, most of these individual plans are subjected to Clark County. You can't, like, if you buy a plan with Health Plan of Nevada, or even Sierra Health's EPO, it's not a PPO, you can't leave Clark County. You're stuck here in Clark. And so the big complaint I get from a lot of the people buying insurance is, well, I want to go to different doctors. You can't. They're not there unless they're providers. And there's no with an EPO, that means it's you can pick your own doctor, but you can't go to a non-network provider. And when you look at these HMOs, you're contained into Clark County only. So the quality of health care is not anywhere near what it was pre-Obamacare, when you had a PPO option, which would allow you to go to non-network doctors and have some coverage, or even, in fact, leave the state of Nevada by choice and use a national network for physician and get the best of the best that it's available. So when you look at healthcare in the United States, the Affordable Care Act has taken the ability to have quality healthcare away. Cost for most of the stuff has gone through the roof. And if you take one of those selective drugs for a major illness, you'll find it may be falling in the third or fourth tier, which are subject to deductibles and co-insurances. So essentially some person who's making, you know, about $60,000 a year may be looking at paying, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 a year for prescription drugs. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that a victory lap that the Democrats were taking, how they lowered drug costs on only 10 drugs?
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't help a lot of us. And by the way, I was just talking to my eye doctor, and they're referring me to a specialist, but I can't get in to see them until November 6th. I mean, well, what the hell is going on?
Well, you see, what's happened under with the managed care, these doctors' offices just keep pushing it out. And the thing that's interesting about your eyes, it may not be a major malady on you. It just may be routine. But for somebody who's got cancer, that happens as well. Imagine being told you have cancer. Call a cancer institute, and they can't get you for 6 to 8 weeks. That's great. We all know that the sooner you get in there, the better off you are. But instead, oh, no, it's quality health care at its best.
It drives me absolutely nuts. So the bottom line is, it's going to cost me more next year for health insurance, and I won't be able to get in to see a specialist until November. That doesn't work for me.
Well, here's the question. I mean, we all talk about the Canadian system, which, by the way, in the Canadian system, it takes between 6 and 12 weeks to get an MRI. Okay. So are we now – this is socialized medicine, but yet our premiums that we're paying in the United States are significantly more than they pay in Canada, and our expenses are significantly more than they pay in Canada. In fact, I've always said this to you before. We have the highest premiums in the history of the world, and we have the highest medical exposure in the history of the world. Think about that. We're paying big money for crap.
You've made a number of trips to Washington, D.C., lobbying for various health care issues. And I guess my question is, do the Republicans have a plan to fix this?
You know, great question, and the answer is no. A lot of the Republicans pulled away from talking about health care because they believe it's burning political capital.